Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Broadcasting from Broshani Radio, iTunes, iHeart, and Spotify, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Today, my topic will be codependency. As a child, I was taught to be very dependent on my parents, and so as I grew to get older, those traits never ceased to exist. As I stated, I was a young, single, unwed mother at the age of 16, and so my mom used that opportunity to definitely keep me codependent upon them. Every time I needed money, I had to go to them. Every time I needed anything, they would be right there for me. I didn't know that's what was happening in my life, but as I went on and studied psychology, I found out names to all these behaviors that I didn't understand as a child. So as I said, I did in that first pregnancy, the guy went into the Marines and left me to raise this child, so I had to figure out a way to do that while I was still kind of in school. So my mom just took advantage of that, and she made sure that I always had to come to her when I needed something. So that made me very angry as well as a child, because I didn't feel like I was being given the opportunity to be independent and make decisions on my own. Even though I was still a teenager, I felt that my mindset was to the point where I would be able to make decisions about me and my child. So she didn't allow me to do that. So I felt very, very angry that she stepped in and took over that situation as far as finances was concerned. So instead of suing him, I went ahead and had to get on the system and let the state of North Carolina kind of help me and my child until I got to the point where I could get off that system. And like I said, that was just a stepping stone for me, because I used the system to get those degrees and benefit from being employed and not just live on the system for the rest of my life like most people do. It took me a long, long time, and I still kind of have a problem with it today, because I know she will always be there for me. As an adult, parents, please let your children make decisions on their own once they get to that point, and learn how to be independent, because this is a cruel world, and if they go out thinking that everybody is gonna be the way that you are or their parents are, then they are definitely in for a rude awakening. Like I said, it took me a lot of years going back and forth to Florida to just come to the decision that I am an adult. I need to be responsible. I don't need to depend on nobody but me. So I had to, you know, once I moved to Florida, where I didn't know anybody and didn't have anybody to depend on, that's where I got my strength to be independent and pay my bills on my own and, you know, take the responsibility of living the life as an adult that I should have been living a long time ago. But But like I said, it was a back and forth from here to Florida for 14 years due to that abusive relationship that I was in. So that was another situation that kept me codependent on my parents as well, because once I came back from Florida, I would have to move in with them. And of course, it was just a revolving cycle that I never thought I would break away from that codependency. But that is a bad feeling, to be codependent on other people. It never gives you a chance to know who you are and what you can be and where you can go. So parents, if you're raising children right now, when they get teenagers, make them responsible, you know, give them a allowance, show them the responsibility of how to work and save money so they don't have to depend on you when they hit the hard times. A lot of people are not teaching their children how to save money, and a lot of kids are not leaving home from their parents. Like I said, when I grew up, the thing was you graduated from high school and then you started on your life's journey. But in my situation, being a single unwed mother at that age, as a teenager, I didn't get the opportunity to start on my life venture until I reached the age of 30. And I think if I hadn't got married at the age of 30, I would have never become the independent person that I am today, because I would have still had my parents to fall back on and, you know, take responsibility for what I should have been doing as a adult. But in the meantime, I did teach my children how to be independent. So thank God they are independent. Like I said, they grew up knowing how to work at an early age. One of my sons had purchased a Cadillac at the age of 16. His first job, he saved up his money and got him a Cadillac at the age of 16. So he's been up and running ever since. The other twin, he's very independent as well. He hasn't gotten to where his brother is, but I guess he's trying to separate and have his own identity. By them being identical twins, usually what happened to one happened to the other. So I think he's kind of went on the path of trying to be an independent person and not follow his brother. But codependency is a trait that is very, very damaging to a person psychologically. Because if you don't know what it is, you don't know how to handle it and how to deal with it. So it'll put you in a state of anger, even though you don't know how to stop it. You need to just step back and look and realize that you are an adult. You are responsible for your own life. And you are responsible for the path that your life go on. Even though you make mistakes, you don't sit down and waddle in the mistakes. You pick yourself up and you move on and become the best that you can be. But you got people there that, you know, they don't want to see you be the best that you can be. So they'll try to hold you down by any means necessary. That's why I had to make the decision to just move. I like I said, I went all the way to the tip of the U.S. to Key West, Florida, to try to establish my independence. And I knew that nobody would come to visit because it was so far away and didn't really know anybody there in Key West, Florida. So it gave me a good start in life, and it helped me realize a lot of things in life that I could not have realized had I stayed in the state of North Carolina. Now, being back here in the state of North Carolina for the last 25 years, it is just such a great feeling to be independent, and now I can help my mom instead of being codependent on her. She still try to raise that head sometimes and try to, you know, help me out when I tell I'm going through a situation. But I've learned how to stand up to her and say, no, you know, I am an adult. I have to act like an adult and be an adult and take care of the things that I have created for myself. So my nugget to parents raising children, start them out early. First thing to do is teach them to read. Reading is the key to power. And then when they get big enough to start doing chores, pay them. Don't make them just do chores because they're your children. They need to learn the responsibility of money and how to handle and save money and how to handle money to the point where when they get to be an adult, that money will not be a struggle for them. So please, please, please make your kids responsible, because if you raise a unresponsible child, you're just giving him the key to the prison. Okay? He's gonna think that he can depend on people to take care of him or her for the rest of their lives. And that's a very, very sad place to be. A lot of people in prison that I've been in connection with, you know, they had some struggles. And one thing it was about is that, you know, they were, one, hard-headed, wouldn't listen to the parents. Two, the parents didn't teach them responsibility. So they get there and think somebody owed them something. And they made the decision to go that route. But some of them learn to be responsible while they're incarcerated. Some of them never learn to be responsible while they're incarcerated. So they come back out, and it's a revolving cycle for them, because they don't want to learn how to be responsible. And prison definitely do not teach you how to be responsible. It just put more anger in you than you were when you went in there. So parents, I am begging you, if you have children, teach them to be responsible adults. Start with reading. It is power. Believe me, if they know how to read, they can gain an understanding. The Bible says, in all you're getting, get an understanding. And once you have that understanding, we will not have to worry about our kids ending up in prison, where they will never be able to retract and be the person that God put them on this earth to be. So I hope this has helped you understand what codependency is, because if you don't know what it is, you'll never get over it. So codependency is being dependent on another person to provide the needs that you have as a person on this earth. It's very paralyzing to an individual not to be able to stand up and make decisions on their own. It will definitely create an angry adult. I am talking from experience, and that is not a good place to be, an angry adult, because you will do things that you don't want to do, and you'll do things that will make you regret having even these people in your lives. So if your parents, please teach your children to be responsible, and also teach them the value of money, so they won't have to grow up and try to want to be a drug dealer to get that fast, quick money. Teach them work ethics, so they know that in order to have something in this life, you have to work for it. Nobody's going to give you anything. If you want anything, you have to work. And you have to have an attitude that the world don't owe you anything. Okay? You were put here on this earth to be a blessing to other people. So keep that mindset intact and teach them not to be selfish, teach them to be givers. And if they learn that one concept of being a giver, their life will never be the same. Please don't teach your children to always look for a handout, because that's what codependency is about, a handout. You're looking for somebody to give you something that you really can go get yourself. So please, please raise responsible adult children so they can go out into this cold world and be able to survive and not become a statistic for the prison system of this world. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Until next time, be blessed.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.